Studies show bullying is linked to a host of problems. Vandalism, poor performance, and absenteeism at school and work increase school dropout and job turnover, anxiety, depression, and suicide. Now an Anchorage professor sees a link between bullying and substance abuse. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Dr. Gabriel Garcia is a University of Alaska Anchorage Associate Professor of Public Health. He combed through CDC's 2011 Youth Risk Behavioral Survey for data about bullying and substance abuse in Anchorage high schools. He says the results show 26% of Anchorage high school students said they're being bullied in school or electronically, a rate that, he says, rises to almost a third among high school freshmen.
Girls are more likely to be bullied. Minorities are more likely to be bullied. And freshman students are more likely to be bullied.
Garcia says alcohol use among high school victims compared to non-victims was 30% compared to 21%. Also, he says the victim and non-victim rates of substance abuse were 59% compared to 42%.
Those who are bullied or who reported being bullied at school or bullied electronically, cyberbullying, are more likely to report using substances, and that includes any type of illegal substances like marijuana, other drugs like crack cocaine, and even prescription medication.
At the Bureau of Indian Affairs Providers Conference in Anchorage in early December, speakers laid out a process for communities to prevent bullying and offered some tips on how to handle bullies. One of the speakers, Kate Burkhardt, is director of the Alaska State Suicide Prevention Council and director of the Mental Health Board. She says having an ally when confronting a bully helps people stay emotionally and physically safe. And she says a community-wide effort can be more successful than confronting the parents of the bully.
Sometimes that can cause a lot of denial. A lot of my child would never do that. My child's a good kid. If the bullying is taking place in a school environment, I mean, I've heard a lot from students. I reported it to my teacher. My teacher has not done anything. They say there's nothing that they can do.
Burkhardt says schools need to provide training and support to teachers and to adopt anti-bullying policies that lay out clear consequences for physical and emotional harassment. She says if enough people speak up, the school board will act.
You can say this bullying is occurring, whether it's occurring in the school or outside of the school, it's involving students within the school. And by saying, opening up that conversation, bringing people with you in the community that are seeing things the way that you do so that the schools can make a change. If enough community members come to the school and say, this has got to stop, they're going to have no choice but to listen to you.
Juno Coalition for Suicide Prevention Coordinator Lindsay Cato said the goal is to create a safe, connected community and a school that welcomes parents and children. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.